This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people. Anna Dishaw and Alan Abed are the parents of two young sons. They live on the Grand Portage Reservation in northeastern Minnesota.
When you talk about traditional parenting, what traditional parents have always done is prepare their children for life. And so that means providing them with the information that they're going to need to understand really complex situations. What they were teaching their children historically is the same thing we're teaching our children today. We want to give them not traditional skills, but life skills that are traditionally rooted.
Living traditionally means that you do the things that were taught to you by your family and your community, like putting out tobacco and feasting and the way we communicate with our spiritual side. You know, I think that's being traditional.
Things like understanding the woods, you know, understanding the weather, going out and ricing and learning how to gather your own food, how to hunt and fish, and what different plants and trees are used for. Al's really good about that. One of the biggest things to me is developing an awareness of your surroundings, because you just need to understand how to be perceptive in life.
Were you raised speaking Ojibwe language?
The Ojibwe was the second language in the home, but it was strongly, you know, pushed as we were kids to learn a lot of it, and the majority of it, you know, what we learned was definitely during my youth. So I think it's important that we get the kids going on it early. In our household, we use it as much as we can. You know, if you know the word in Ojibwe, then we use it, you know, and we try to encourage our kids to do that.
So yeah, and I think as parents, we've tried to really combine both of our experiences to provide a really the healthiest situation that we can for our kids, and helping them achieve academically, but also making sure that they participate in, you know, like we go down to East Lake for the ceremonial dances, you know, things like that, then that can help them keep their perspective as they move on in the world. So we really try to work together.
What would you say is the most important thing in raising a kid who understands their culture but has to live in a world that doesn't understand that culture?
I think that just giving them the tools that they need to be strong people, because they're going to face a lot of adversity because of that, no matter what path they take in life.
What specifically do you think about Ojibwe culture provides that kind of strength and self-awareness?
Well, I think teaching our kids to have pride in who they are, you know, in their Ojibwe heritage, exposing them to the cultures and traditions, I think is the most important thing with keeping that strong in the family and strong in the community.
And does the community play a part in all this also?
Well, for sure. I think that exposing your kids to the community and doing community events is, you know, extremely important too. You know, it's a tradition that's been going on, you know, for ages, and it's something that everybody can do and everybody can be a part of. I think kids nowadays are a lot more aware of who they are than I think we were as children, you know, as Anishinaabe people.
So would you say there's a resurgence happening?
I definitely would think so. I think there's a lot of pride in the kids, and I think keeping that strong in them is really important for helping them move forward and having confidence to go forward in the world. You know, jumping into mainstream society as well as they can too, you know, I think it's important for them to have, you know, the best of both worlds. So that natural progression that, you know, culture has, I think, is adapting, and like we have over the centuries, you know, is a lot of it's been adapting to change. So I think there's still a lot of adapt to change that we're going through, and I think it's, you know, nothing but good things are coming. So
as we move into the future, we're not isolated. We're obviously very involved with the larger society. So it's important that we all have a full set of skills to move forward in this life. You know, to me, it's a good thing to go out and get a higher education and to understand the different viewpoints and skills that you'll need, because the more skills you can have, the stronger you can be. And then when we all come together with these skills, then watch out.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the role that elders play in all this.
They know a lot more than we do.
For sure.
And for me, you know, I have a couple of elders that I call regularly just to talk parenting things out with, because what they help me realize is the big picture.
And who are your teachers?
My kids really teach me a lot, but I really do believe that everybody has something to teach and something to offer, and I really do learn from a lot of people in my life that I couldn't identify just a few. So I'd say that I just have a lot of teachers. He's one of my teachers on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think, you know, teaching each other is definitely the way to go. You know, I think learning something, like Anna said, learning something from everybody and finding that what they have to offer is good. You know, it's a good thing.
What's the most important lesson you've learned?
I can say that the most important lesson I learned is taking responsibility for myself. I think admitting, you know, a lot of error and stuff like that helps you grow.
Yeah, and I think that for me it's to not assume things about anything.
How would you categorize the health of Ojibwe culture today?
I think it's extremely healthy, and I think that it's on its natural evolution, you know, on its things naturally evolve, and I think people forget that, and they get stuck in the past, and they forget about progression of natural progression of societies and cultures. I think that our traditions are still strong. I think our people are still strong and proud.
What are your future wishes for your kids?
Well, I think like any parent, you know, you want your kid to succeed and be a good member of the community and all that. I think more importantly, I think I want them to have a sense of pride in who they are. I think they both have the capacity to learn on their own what they need to learn. I think giving them that strong sense of being and who they are and Anishinaabe from the start, I think is a good tool to give them to move forward. I think also letting them make sure they know that they're all cultural differences, and that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, I want my kids to be able to develop dreams and then gain the skills and experiences that they need to be able to realize those dreams.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.